My hard knocks came falling down the day she walked right out of my door. I wore a hole in my rug, walking across my shining down on me. What good is the shade that I draw if I had me more nerve? I'd be using me a 44. I'm all crying.
Sub, sub, and beat the dog. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. I'm Bronwyn C. With me tonight, as always, my co-host, Jim the Poet.
We tried to get Puppy Monkey Baby to be on the show.
Yeah, they wouldn't come on.
He's very busy.
But that song goes out to Cam Newton. Wah, wah, wah.
I think you should just dab. Don't cry. Just keep dabbing.
Just dabbing. Keep dabbing. Keep pounding.
Yep. You get him maybe next year. Century.
I mean, it'll be hard for him because he's got to go back and do all that stuff again that he did this year. I mean, he had such a great year. You know, he's like, everything was happening. Everything was great. They were winning and winning. They were happy
scoring
and playing.
Lots of points.
Scoring lots of points.
Dabbing.
Dabbing.
Giving balls away
there.
To kids.
Yeah, and then they got there and they're just like, oh. We just got creamed.
Yeah, they got beat down.
Beat down by the defense.
That's rough. Defense wins championships.
That's what they say, right? And I kept saying, yeah, that's what people say, but I didn't think the Broncos were going to beat them.
It ain't pretty, but
really
it's effective.
Didn't. Yeah, right?
Definitely effective.
Hey, happy birthday.
Yay!
To Jim the Poet. Here are presents for you.
What?
Presents for you.
What have I done to earn such...
You got older.
Presents.
There you go.
Should I open it?
Yeah, you can open that one first.
Is this?
That's. They're both very
practical.
Are
these sex toys?
No, I mean, I guess that one, I guess you could
use. This could be?
I think you could use either one, actually.
It says, don't waste a drop.
Uh-huh.
It's a,
that is.
Oh, it's a flask funnel.
It's a it's a nice flask funnel.
Oh, that's very nice.
I bought that for you for your birthday, and it gave me
Thank
the
you
idea.
Very much.
Since you know, since you have a WFMU flask,
I do,
and you need to fill it.
Oh, it's been confiscated by Ben.
That's a fancy one, though.
That's this is nice.
Yeah, see, it's really handy.
Oh, that's very handy.
Okay, and you know what? It gave me the idea that we ought to give our listeners flask funnels.
That's a great idea.
Right. So we're going to do that for the marathon.
These
can
also be
up.
Used as ladies if they want to stand up and pee, right?
I don't.
Do you know how that works?
Well, I know that.
Have you
they
seen
have,
those?
I,
do they have to be
I
bigger?
I've never seen a real one. I imagine
stand
it would have to be bigger.
Pee.
Mine would have to be bigger than that.
Really?
Yeah. That's.
I could
that's
use it to pee straight too.
That's horrifying. Would you stop? Okay, we can't talk about that in the air. That's not a thing. Okay, so and then your other one. See, it says Jim the Poet right on
it. Oh, it does.
See, Jim the Poet.
Oh wow, you spelled everything correctly
I
as
did.
Opposed to how
Jim
I do it.
The Poet. Okay, this is also a practical gift. Nice. All right. It is for your next job interview.
Looks like a tie.
It is a tie. It's a necktie.
Ooh.
With
it looks like a
scenes from the life of our Lord.
It's Jesus.
It's Jesus
and his pals.
And he's it's,
that's very nice.
Isn't that good? You could wear that for Easter Sunday, I think.
It's got, yeah, that's
it's
a great idea.
It's got the.
You can see him ascending into. It's like the stations
like little,
of the cross or
yeah,
something like that.
On a tie.
It's wonderful.
It's a realistic kind of painted sort of thing.
Is it Mike Fratello?
I don't know what
he's a basketball coach. I don't know if they had.
You can.
That's wonderful.
There. That's
I should wear it right now.
I knew that you would actually wear that. See,
oh,
that's
I'll wear
thing.
It all the time.
I know you will. I know you'll wear it to work.
I'll wear it to bed.
To bed, yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That
Happy
was very
birthday.
Nice of you.
Well, our birthdays are close together, which is good because that way we don't forget them, right?
No.
Like you always remember mine
because
it's close to yours.
I'm thinking about my birthday
yours,
and then
your.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, her birthday's coming up.
All right. So if you'd like to wish Jim the Poet a happy birthday, you can call us here. Or if you'd like to talk about the Super Bowl, or if you'd like to talk about Weeping Cam Newton or any other sportsy thing.
Guess my age.
Like mental age, emotional age,
yeah, you could put a couple
age,
of different things.
I mean,
physical
different
age,
kinds of
this,
age.
Yeah.
201-209-9368 is the number to call. I got to get this down. So
oh, yeah, the phone call
so
thing's
get
up there.
The phone call thing, yeah. Put it on the board. Okay.
I don't know. The Super Bowl, usually I enjoy the Super Bowl more when the Patriots aren't in it.
Yeah.
But this one was kind of boring.
I enjoy it more when the Patriots aren't in it, too.
Yeah, America's not cheering for the Patriots.
No.
When Tom Brady came out, by the way,
oh yeah,
the decibel level in that, like
yeah,
the booing
yeah.
was off the charts.
Before the Super Bowl began, they brought out the MVPs of every previous Super Bowl because this was Super Bowl L. Superb
yeah.
Owl L, Super Bowl
50th.
Yeah, so they made a special thing out of it, and they brought out all the living Super Bowl
MVPs. Most of
MVPs.
Them are living.
Most of them are still living, yeah. And they brought them out, and Tom Brady was an MVP twice, I think, right?
Yeah,
once or twice.
Three
at least
times.
Once. Wow,
three times.
Really three times?
Yeah.
Ugh. And so they brought him out, and people just booed. Everybody cheered
they
for
went
all the other
crazy.
Guys.
No, they were booing a little bit
no.
for some of the other people. But they cheered for the Cowboys. Like, it was like, well, I couldn't get a gauge on the crowd. They just hated Tom Brady.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
more
they
than anything.
Just pretty much hated him. Yeah. And then there were, let's see, I like this game. This is the last football game I'm ever going to watch. So I
ever?
I was, yeah. So ever. I was pretty intent on actually seeing the game. So I went to my friend's party. She always has a party every year. And it's usually people who actually want to watch the game, and they're watching it. And this year it was just like, I don't know, extra people came, and there were more people who don't care. And they live in a new place now. They're not in a house anymore. They're in an apartment, and it has this big kind of open floor plan. And the kitchen's right behind you if you're watching TV. And
yeah.
all these people were in there, and they were all eating and drinking and talking. And I was the only person watching the game, and I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't hear anything the whole game.
Yeah,
so
that's not good.
I thought, you know, I should have just stayed home and watched this by myself.
Although that
Phil
Sims is
it.
Kind of insane.
Yeah, I don't want to hear Phil Sims.
You don't want to. No one.
No.
You actually become dumber.
Yeah,
listening
to
either Phil Sims or Chris Collinsworth.
Oh my god! And then they have. I didn't hear the halftime show at all. But I didn't really care.
Coldplay, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Coldplay, right?
And then Coldplay got embarrassed by that Uptown Funk. which is like a song everybody's heard a million times. Mm-hmm. If you have a radio or, you know, drive anywhere, go to any bodegas. So, like, I don't know why it has to be. It came out in, like, 2014. It's, like, in the Super Bowl now.
Yeah, because the Super Bowls.
But the Beyonce thing was pretty great, I thought. Yeah. I mean, because there's a lot of dancing. She was on the field. I thought she was going to fall. And then she, like, didn't fall. Like, she kind of fixed herself coming
up. They're saying now, I meant to do that. You know, she's saying she meant to do that. And it was a dance move. But I think it looked like to me like she almost fell and then didn't.
Yeah, no, but still like was able to cat, you know, like she's like a cat like moves.
Yeah, she's doing that on heels.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah,
she had some good moves. Yeah,
no, she's
pretty cool song.
She's great. All right, I couldn't hear the song.
She could do every Super Bowl.
I didn't understand. I also read afterwards that her backup dancers wore black belts as tributes to the Black Panthers, which
they kind of had afros and stuff like that too.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't understand. Like, did the Black Panthers wear black belts specifically, or something?
I thought they wore like black turtlenecks and braids and big afros and stuff.
Well, I just saw like these half naked ladies hopping around, you know, and dancing.
That was fine.
And
that was fine,
but I don't see how that's.
Well, they said Beyonce wore the Michael Jackson outfit from when he did the Super Bowl. The kind of like military.
Oh, that was.
That was like a dead.
That was for. I didn't get that.
No one got that. The conservatives were like, she hates America. She doesn't like it when cops shoot black people.
Oh, no. We like it when they do that.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
They love it when that happens.
Mm-hmm. They sure do.
But it was, you know, it was a pretty good game.
I enjoyed it. I like the defensive contest, you know. I mean, people weren't excited by it. People got bored. People said it was a bad game. I didn't think so. I liked it.
President Obama has just tweeted, just got off the phone with Coach Kubiak.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Congrats to Peyton, Von Miller, and that monster Broncos defense. See you at the White House. Is he still going to be president by the time those guys show up?
Yeah.
I thought that's what these guys are doing the New Hampshire primary for tonight.
No. The New Hampshire primary is just a primary. The election's not till November.
Oh.
He doesn't have to move this weekend? No, they get to go to the White House.
It takes forever to get a new president.
Or something. I know. And then who are you going to get? You're going to get Donald Trump.
Well, it could be a big night for Trump. Could be a big night for Chris Christie. I'm just going to keep saying it could be a big night for
anybody.
Gilbert Gottfried.
are you going to watch, you know, the news while we're on the air here so you can like give updates or anything?
I think polls are still open. So if you're listening in New Hampshire, please, and you haven't gotten a chance to vote, please go vote, because voting is great.
Well, not if you vote for, you know, somebody I don't like.
I mean,
that's
whatever, man.
You
know,
you should vote for people.
Vote for whoever the heck you. I mean,
yeah.
I don't like any of them.
So another person who said he meant to do that, speaking of people who meant to do that, because we were talking about Beyonce saying that, was Aqib Talib, right?
Yeah, he had some terrible penalties.
He grabbed that guy's face mask and tried to jerk his head off.
Yeah, that was not good.
He said he did that on purpose.
Yeah, why did he do that on purpose?
Oh, why would he admit that he did that on purpose?
Because he's got a Super Bowl ring. Like, what does he care, right?
What are they going to do? Suspend him. You know, he doesn't care.
Okay, so
yes,
with Peyton.
Yes.
Has he made a deal with the NFL
to
retire before they come up with the fact that they were sending HGH to his wife?
I don't know.
So like the Michael Jordan had to retire because his gambling was becoming too serious. Remember how he had to retire that time?
Yeah, right.
He got some kind of deal, like some kind of gentleman's deal they made where it's like, look, I'll just step aside, and you guys kind of like just blush it under the...
I mean, it doesn't matter.
We'll blame Tom Brady.
He should. We'll blame Bill Belichick for sending it. It's like Bill Belichick sending like HGH to Peyton the way people used to send pizzas.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
if you're just going to get in trouble for having stuff show up.
Yeah, call up Domino's and order a pizza, and it shows up.
Here's a bunch of HGH at your house. Oh, you signed for it. Oops.
Uh-oh.
You're going to jail.
You received it. That tie looks really great on you, by the way.
Does it? I'm scared that I'm gonna spill coffee on it.
It's pretty amazing. You should wear that when you go, you know, like when you go interview for a job with President Cruz. Because he would really,
that guy
he
can't
really,
be president.
He would really like that.
He's gonna come in he's sixth place
win.
Tonight. He's not gonna be the president.
We'll see. We'll see.
You know.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
Did you watch any of the other stuff that was happening during this, like alternate programming, like the puppy bowl, or now they have a kitten bowl?
No, I was busy. I'm in a play.
Oh, you are?
Next weekend.
Why don't you ever tell me anything?
I thought that was a...
How am I supposed to go to your things?
Well,
if
the
you
things
never
I'm in are very short.
Yeah?
Like, I have to do a poetry reading later on at the New Jersey City University, where I work at the bookstore.
Yeah,
I have to go back there.
You're doing a poetry reading tonight.
Yeah.
And nobody
is that
knew
okay
about
to say?
It. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I forgot
about
it.
You're not getting paid.
So no. Yeah. You never get paid for poetry.
No.
And I have to read 100-word
poem. It's like you never get paid for being a DJ on FMU.
No, but that's what makes it so pure,
I
so
know,
wonderful.
Because everybody's here because they want to be here.
I want to be here.
Hey, thanks to listener Dan B. from upstate. Did I do that right?
And thanks to listener DJ Cat who bought me. And then I looked at how much it cost to adopt us.
It's expensive, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's expensive to adopt us.
I owe you like a plate of nachos.
You owe a poem.
Yeah.
All right. What? Okay, so you didn't watch any of those things, those other things?
No, I was out, and then I turned on the TV almost right before Lady Gaga sang. And I thought she was going to do some humiliating meat dress, I hate America, fart into a flag thing.
No,
it was classy. Like she was doing like a Whitney lounge. Houston version.
She did a lounge version.
It was cool. She did a good job.
Wait, the guy who played the pianos from...
Oh, who was he?
He is a music teacher from Yorktown Heights in Westchester.
Is that where she grew up or something?
She grew up in Yonkers.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's someplace up there. Yep. Yep. He played the piano.
No, she did a nice job. She has a nice voice.
Almost
operatic.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought she went a little sharp and a little flat.
I just think the National Anthem's a lousy song.
It's a terrible song. It's very hard to
sing. They should just change it to This Land Is Your Land.
They should change it to
This Land Is My Land.
America the Beautiful. We could do that.
Ken from Hyde Park guessed my age. I am 43 as of yesterday.
Are you?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, Dale is incorrect at 90. Carmichael's incorrect at 61.
Do we have to give, a prize?
Yeah, you will get...
something.
Yeah.
We don't know what. A foam finger.
We have a box of foam fingers.
We have a box of foam fingers.
We may have to send you.
Yeah, make a note. We'll send him a foam finger.
Ken from Hyde Park.
Congratulations, Ken from Hyde Park. You win a Sportsy Talk foam
You may already
finger.
Have one, but you can never have enough.
You can never have too many foam fingers, especially as they begin to degrade and turn yellowish.
But I had to, for this 100-word poem I have to read tonight.
Uh-huh. Do you have it with you?
Yeah. This is kind of an older poem that I wrote for... something when I was living in Brooklyn.
Okay.
But, it was 100 words.
Right.
It was a sonnet. It was 107 words, so I had to take out some of the words.
So there's just, words missing now?
Well, it's like filler words. Sonnets are like da-dat, 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 da-dat. So I took out the boring dat.
The boring dat?
Yeah.
Da-dat, da-dat, da-dat. You take out the dits?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
At the sausage place, I'm thrilled to view a woman with an awesome tumbler. With all the world's wild beauty, she's imbued. In her glowing presence, I feel humbler. I'd love to see her page on Facebook. I'd click like over everything that's there. I speak only in gobbledygook when I'm ordering sausage up in here. I bloom like a dandelion in my mind. Every Sunday morning, agog and sweet, I know I'll stop by and you'll be kind while I order delicious breakfast meats. Sometime we should cuddle and watch Mr. Show. Hope this doesn't make me seem psycho.
Wow.
Psycho.
I
think if you say psycho.
That's a very beautiful.
Do you think that's pretty good?
I think that's really good.
I mean, it rhymes. You know, it's a good.
Did you give that to her?
No. I did not.
You did not.
No.
All right.
What I realize sometimes is that when I find someone beautiful, they've probably already got, probably already have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or something like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You have to sort of hit right at the right time.
Yeah, people always say, "Oh, the good ones."
And she must just be like, "Well, that guy's eating so many. The guy's just eating pounds and pounds of sausage. He's gonna be dead any day now. You know, there's no long term."
Doesn't she understand that you come in there to, buy the sausage?
That wasn't the only reason. It was a great sausage place called Marlowe and Daughters.
Oh yeah, I know that place.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, it's good.
They have good meat.
Yeah, they're meaty.
Meaty.
Shop there for your meat. And cheese bread. Do they not do cheese bread there?
Oh, bread cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Bread cheese, not cheese bread. Bread cheese.
We found
the perfect thing to put on bread cheese.
What?
Sorghum syrup.
I'm writing this down too.
Sorghum syrup. Nobody
knows.
Oh,
I can't do syrup.
Nobody knows what it is. It's not like maple syrup.
Cheese bread.
Bread cheese.
Oh, it's bread cheese.
I get
puppy monkey baby mixed up too.
Yeah, I know.
Bread cheese.
Bread cheese and sorghum syrup.
And that's good together?
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
All right, I'll have to check
that out. That's a special thing. Okay, so this year, besides the Super Bowl, there was the Kitten Bowl for the third year. They used to just have a puppy bowl on Animal Planet.
Yeah, the puppy bowl was big,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah, it's still there.
Is that as big as the kitten bowl?
No, the kitten bowl is new. The puppy bowl is bigger. The kitten
bowl
is relatively
why,
new.
That's the why kitten the kitten bowl was bigger?
The kitten bowl, no, the kitten bowl wasn't bigger. The kitten bowl is on the Hallmark Channel, which, you know, God forbid. And then they hired, guess who, to do, like, the announcing and the play-by-play? Guess who did the play-by-play?
Gilbert Godfrey.
No! Why do you keep bringing him up? No, worse than anybody.
Worse than anybody.
John Sterling.
Oh, you got to be kidding
oh
me.
Oh, my God.
How is that even possible?
John Sterling. I know. And if I was in a house that had, like, cable, you know, because I was at that super. If I had had, like, if I could hear anything and could actually ask them where the Hallmark Channel was, I would have looked at it just to see how heinous it would be. I'm sure it was heinous.
Should I? I mean, there might be video on the.
Yeah, I looked up some.
Yeah, how'd it go?
He was
insane. Was he all punny and crazy?
He's really weird looking for one thing.
Oh, he's terrible
looking
now.
He looks strange.
Yeah, he's not a good looking man.
He looks incredibly strange. And then he was with Mary Carrillo.
Yeah, yeah. She does the tennis, right?
She has a voice like this.
Yeah, yeah. She does tennis, and they have her do the Olympics and stuff like that.
Okay, John, it's time to see Whiskers out on the field, and here comes Mittens.
are they all named Whiskers and Mittens?
Yeah, and John Sterling's like rolling his eyes in different directions at once and singing show tunes. You know, I mean, it's just horrendous, right? I mean, I would have watched it just because it's got to be horrible. But I didn't.
Yeah, no, I think they should replay it. I'm so I could watch it.
They should. The Puppy Bowl this year, apparently, you could draft fantasy teams, so you could pick your puppy team before.
Oh, well, now I find out.
Yeah, right. But we still have the. The Pro Plan Westminster Kennel Club Bracket Challenge.
Yes, I just finished the Bracket Challenge.
You did your bracket. I did my bracket.
And you think my picks are naive
terrible. They're not,
and that I won't be winning.
You can't possibly win. But if you do win, you get $1 million. So
a million dollars? I would share it with all the listeners of the show.
You get a million? All three of them. We know we have two podcast listeners. One's in China.
There's only two podcast listeners?
Well, that I know of.
Well, there could be more.
There could.
We're a podcast.
I'm amazed that there are two.
Chalmers writes, how come they had Marley Matlin sign and the patriotic songs and then they never showed her? That's true. They showed her for like 1 second.
Yeah, I know.
She looks like $1 million, by the way.
She looked great.
She's fantastic.
She looked great. She used to have brown hair, right? Now she has blonde hair.
Yeah,
sort of like
I think that might, yeah.
I used to have brown hair.
You used to have brown hair?
Yeah.
I like the brown hair, blonde hair kind of thing.
I had red hair.
I like blonde hair, you know, brown eyebrows.
Hair.
Blonde hair, brown eyebrows.
Write a sonnet for me. Okay, so if you go to proplan.promo.eprize.com/bracket, you can fill out your bracket. That's not that hard, right? Proplan.promo.
I picked lots of griffons.
You
is
did.
That
you
how you say griffons?
Yes, that's how you say it. Brussels griffon.
I picked like the meat and potatoes kind of looking dogs.
You picked the griffons.
I don't like the fancy ones.
Griffons are kind of rare.
Are they
fancy.
Rare?
Yeah.
Are they really fancy?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be off because it's President's Day next Monday, so I could probably watch the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
From the comfort of my house.
Yeah,
in my
underpants. Because you have cable.
Eating dog bones. Are you supposed to eat dog? If you're like, if the Super Bowl is about eating nachos and wings, should you eat like milk bones during? Because if you've ever had a milk bone, they're definitely tasty. I mean, it's like a cracker-like snack.
Yeah, I have. I've tried everything I ever fed my dog. I tried myself.
What'd you think?
I don't know. It all seemed pretty bland to me. It's
I had
dogs,
Meow Mix one time. That
really
was pretty
excited,
tasty.
But, well, once we get old, you know, we're going to have to eat cat food anyway.
That's fine.
You know, we're going to be broke.
I don't care.
All right.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I don't know. It smells
cats
bad.
Have a nice life. They just lie there and eat.
That's
and then
true.
They defecate, move to another part of the house with
make
the sun.
That smell happen in their box and stuff.
Give me a box anytime.
Then they get up on the counter with their dirty box feet and their cat feces.
That's a country music song, too. Dirty box feet.
201-209-9368. I don't think we're going to hear from Danny D tonight because they're retiring. They're unveiling the Martin Brodeur
one of the great,
statue at the
I don't know if
game.
He's the greatest goalie of all time because Patrick Waugh, also a terrific goalie.
Yeah, but he's probably the greatest at the Devils ever had, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know. So
yeah, I mean, he
Devils.
Was the only one for the
it's
Devils.
It's the Devils
for so
are the
long.
Ones who are unveiling the statue. What do you think the statue's made out of?
You know, something that you
they
know
get a,
you could wash throw up off of really
don't you think,
easily.
Don't you think it should be like a ice statue? You
know? No,
those
go away really fast.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he's the hockey guy.
It's bronze.
Oh, okay.
But then usually, like, there's some part of every statue that people touch all the time, and it's bronze.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
and you rub off some action or whatever.
You rub off the patina. The action. It's called rub the patina. Patina.
Well, they have in Boston, outside of where the Bruins play, they have that, I don't know if you remember that Bobby Orr, I don't know why he jumped in the air, like forward, like it's a totally dangerous, helmet, jumping because he hit a goal and he's like this, and so they had to use like the ice, like the ice is kind of like
rising
flying off,
up
so it's like this like swirl of ice coming off of the thing to hold the whole thing up, and it looks like it's gonna fall down.
So do I don't know. Do people go rub things on it?
They rub everything. They rub his junk. You know, they're rubbing. They're always rubbing his junk.
Oh, hey, there was a thing. I got an email from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, right? And the header.
Oh, do they? Yeah.
And the header was break up with your junk. And I was like, I don't think that's like
that,
appropriate.
That's kinda odd, right? Company's famous for they're the company on Hoarders that comes over.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a terrifying program if you ever get a chance to watch it.
No, I mean I identify too much with those people, so
it's just people
scary.
Crying over there like. It milk, you know, like mildew infested, crazy
milk cartons.
It's like you got to let that go, man. And they're like, no, they're like in the dumpster throwing things back over the top.
No, that's a terrifying show.
Yeah, that is awful.
I just, you know, we, Mr. Sluggo and I have kind of hoarderistic tendencies.
Yeah, I think that's a good feeling.
We're not as bad as those people, but.
No, that's a whole different pathology.
It's scary. I do have a little bit of that, and I look like, you know, like, why am I saving this old scotch bottle?
I mean, it's fun to have stuff.
Yeah, I don't want stuff. I want it to go away. We can't have people over because I'm embarrassed about our house. Otherwise, I'd have you over, but, you know.
My house is way more embarrassing than anything that could be happening in your house.
But you have a natty, gentlemanly roommate.
Yes, he's natty and gentlemanly. My thing is, see, I think it's just a picture of Martin Brodeur. The statue is just him kind of holding up his stick with his helmet kind of off.
Yeah.
That's not a good example. That's not a good fancy. No, you want to have him in like position to stop a shot or something
like
that.
I mean, you could hit
a shot very easily. He's not even paying attention there.
Yeah, right. That's a bad goalie statue. We don't like this statue.
But he's a great goalie.
Yeah, he's good.
And I think Danny D must have some kind of Tuesday plan.
I think he's
there. He gets
to
go to all the games.
And also they're doing that tonight. So
Glenn says Bobby Orr was tripped as he scored that goal.
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe that's possible.
We don't know.
We'll have to ask him. He was in line in front of me at
Bobby Orr?
Yeah, I was like,
how do you know?
I'm standing behind this guy and I go, I know this guy from someplace. Like, oh, right, he's the greatest hockey player of all time.
Where was he?
I was
in
It was like a Starbucks. It was like pre-Starbucks coffee connection in Boston. And I go, he got up and said, oh, I want a coffee. And he stepped aside and I go, Mr. Orr, I don't want to bother you, but you're just the greatest hockey player of all time. And he goes, yeah, okay, that's cool. Like, yeah, I know, man.
Nice.
I am well aware that
I
am awesome.
Yes, I am pretty awesome right here. Wow.
He just looks like some,
I always am really jealous of people that, it's like, I could have Bobby Orr sitting on my lap and I wouldn't recognize him, right?
I would tell you.
Yeah, you would.
I mean, if he was sitting in your lap.
I know.
That's Bobby Orr.
You'd say, hey, that's Bobby Orr in your lap there.
Do you recognize tall people? Like, would you think, like, oh, that guy is tall, he must be Patrick Ewing or something like that?
Yeah, no. I used to tend to, if I was dating with someone, I used to date people that were unusually tall or unusually short or somehow had some, you know, unusual thing that I could maybe pick out in a crowd. And my friends tend to be unusual looking people in one way or another so that I could kind of figure out who they are. You know, but
you don't think you would recognize even like Derek Jeter? Like you would recognize him?
No, no, I would never recognize him.
I mean, he's always kind of undercover or whatever.
I wouldn't recognize him. No.
Running away?
No, not at all. Nope. Nobody. I don't recognize Sluggo sometimes if I run into him.
Yeah, that's
on the street,
no good.
You know?
Yeah,
I don't recognize myself if I see myself in a mirror. You know, I start to have fights like a parakeet, you know, and it's just myself.
Well, that's what happens when my fish, Dave, sees himself in the little mirror,
right?
He flares up and goes crazy, and it's like, that's you, dude. Just relax.
Yeah. So how's Sam doing? Sam is still with
Sam is doing well.
Sam and Dave, the fish.
Sam and Dave. They can't be in the same container together.
No, I know.
Or else chaos ensues, because he gets all upset. Even when you put it, like, there's a little, you could put, like, a little bowl, because I have them in giant, like, things I got from the Container Store. And if you put her in the old fishbowl and put that fishbowl in the water, and it'll kind of float, and they won't be able to meet each other, he'll still just go crazy when he sees her. Like, not like crazy, like, hey, let's get together. It's like crazy, like, I want to kill you.
Why does he want to kill her?
That's
Aren't those Bettas supposed to, like,
I think they do rough fish sex, you know.
But it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't think he knows that.
He doesn't know that.
I mean, although he has Dave the fish has like the emotional life of a 5-year-old, which is pretty complicated. It's like, why did you leave me? Why am I been here all alone all day? It's pretty rough.
He wants to know why you
for a fish.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Sportsy things. 201-209-9368 is the number to call. You can talk to us live on the air.
George Karl was not fired from the Sacramento Kings.
He wasn't. I thought they said he was going to be fired.
Vladdy Divac, old Laker and Hornets guy, is the GM of the Sacramento Kings. Just to give you a sense of what kind of Kings are.
Say that name again.
Vladdy Divac. Do you don't remember Vladdy Divac?
No.
He was the one of the guys they traded to get Kobe Bryant.
Vladdy Divac.
He was like from the Serbian team.
Oh,
there's a great documentary, a great 30 for 30 about Petrovic and that team that was like the combined Yugoslavia team, where they like the Serbians and the Croatians and all those guys played on the same team and beat the United States in like one of the world championships or something like that. Terrific team and a bunch of terrific players. Tony Kukoc was on that team. But Vladdy Divac is like a really nice guy, like a delightful person, and he makes a documentary about it. But he's the GM of the Sacramento Kings.
Okay.
And he must have had a meeting with George Karl, Hall of Fame coach George Karl.
Why were they going to fire George Karl? Just because he's old and because the Kings aren't winning?
Their best player. The Kings' best player.
Nobody goes to the shoot-around.
They're a dumpster fire to begin with.
Yeah, okay.
And their best player like just doesn't get along with this guy.
Okay.
His name is... DeMarcus Cousins. Yes. They call him Boogie Cousins.
Yes, Boogie.
He's gigantic. He's like 7'1". He could score at will. But he just, he's got a Derek Coleman-like attitude. He just doesn't care.
He doesn't care, and he doesn't like the coach.
He gets 20 points, 10 rebounds a game, and just doesn't care. And it's like, wow, if you just cared a little bit,
you could be really good, right?
You would be like the greatest player in the league.
But he won't.
They non-fired Karl.
Okay.
Is what Carmichael says.
Yeah, they were going to fire him. They were talking about firing him. I knew he was going to get fired, and I didn't even know who he was.
He used to coach Denver. He coached Utah. Not Utah, but another team. He's coached like the Sonics or something like that back in the day. You know. But he's not fired. But
Knicks coach got fired.
He wasn't really a coach, really. He had been a player.
He was a guy.
Derek
Fisher. He went out to California and got some altercation over some guy's ex-wife. Do you remember that? I mean, that happened right before the season started this year.
Yes. They didn't care about that.
They didn't care. Yeah, he went out there and everybody got arrested and his ex.
There were many people arrested.
Yeah.
I think it was a rapper or a player or somebody. I don't know. Someone was sleeping with somebody.
Derek Fisher was seeing this. I guess a guy he used to play with.
That makes sense.
His another player's ex-wife or they're separated or something, estranged wife, and you know everybody was beating everybody else up. And
there was a weird
arrested,
thing with LeBron and like Delonte West was dating LeBron's mom.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that was not good.
That's
and then they had
weird.
To trade Delonte West to. Like Spain or something. Like they traded him to China.
It was. How old is LeBron's mom? I mean, that's kind of weird.
No, she's, I don't know. He's not that old. He's only like in his 30s now. She's like in her 50s probably.
That's kind of odd.
She might have been a child bride.
She might have. I don't know. That's weird. I didn't know that. That's odd. Hey, you.
Don't date other players' moms.
Don't date anybody's mom.
Ex-wives. You're basketball players. You can date anybody you want.
You can't.
Except other people's
moms.
Moms.
Don't date your mom.
Don't date my mom.
Don't date her. Please don't date her. Hey, I know. I got another basketball thing.
What do you got for me?
UConn women.
Great.
Number one, UConn women.
Yep. They beat number two.
They beat number two, the South Carolina Peahens.
By a lot.
Lady Gamecocks or whatever
they're
called.
Lady Gamecocks, right?
I don't know.
They're the Lady Gamecocks?
I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing to call somebody. It's like calling them the Lady Roosters or... the Lady Brahma Bulls or something. You know, it's kind of an odd name. Anyway, yeah, they beat them. They were number two. Number one beat number two by a lot. And now the UConn women have won 60 consecutive games.
Wow. They win every game.
They win every game.
They must be cheating. 60. There must be something going on.
No.
I mean, they just get the best players.
They just get the best players.
They get all the best players.
Listen, if you were the best player in your high school, where would you want to play in college? You'd want to play at UConn, right?
Well, it used to be Tennessee was just as good.
The Lady Vols.
This is just the Gamecocks, though. The women's basketball team is just
the Gamecocks?
South Carolina Gamecocks women's basketball.
All right, good. I think we went through this last year. I think we went through this whole thing about the Gamecock women.
Did we call somebody?
Yeah, I don't know. Something happened.
Lady Gamecocks.
Nope, it's just Gamecocks. Anyway, that was good.
But they're a good team. They have a lot of great players, and they've won like three championships in a row,
right?
Yeah,
they're amazing.
Yeah, they're outstanding.
Yep.
Brianna Stewart, their main player.
Oh, yeah? I don't know.
She's pretty good.
So, but then, you know, they graduate, and then they go to the WNBA, and then you never hear of them again. Right.
The WNBA is kind of problematic because the games are like played in big stadiums where they can't fill it up.
Mm-hmm.
Even like the Mohegan Sun, I think, is the Connecticut basketball team plays there.
Mm-hmm.
But like the women's basketball, like the Connecticut team is better than they could beat any of those WNBA teams.
Do you
think
so?
Oh yeah,
that'd be interesting. They should do like a.
We tried to get some WNBA players on our show.
They weren't interested.
That did not happen.
That didn't happen.
Never
for
heard
us.
Back from those guys.
201-209-9368. We'd like to hear from you. How about that? Did that sound convincing? You
know, call us now.
Wish Jim the Poet a happy birthday.
You could. It's still kind of my birthday.
It is. It was yesterday, right?
It was yesterday. Mm-hmm. Johnny Manziel was hungover at one of the meetings. They're just trashing Johnny Manziel.
Because
they're going to dump him.
His agent dumped him.
His parents
are talking about how they've been trying to get him to go to rehab and he won't go. His ex-girlfriend took out an order of protection against him for 2 years.
When the Browns cut you,
that's
not a good sign your life.
He's done. He'll go to like Europe and play.
No, don't you think the Cowboys will pick him up? Don't you think the Bills? No.
The Bills. Yeah. Okay, the Bills. Yes,
the Bills are basically
some guy who plays for the Bills got arrested last night for
LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, LeSean
like
McCoy,
best
one of the best guys, right? Got arrested for like beating up off-duty cops
in Philly.
Yeah,
that's rough.
Yeah.
Imagine taking on two Philly cops and beating them both up.
They got Wex and Wobb up in
But they're kind
Buffalo.
Of like the team from The Longest Yard, like they're like a prison team, right? They're
they
a team
are.
With a bunch
yeah.
of guys who either are or should be in jail.
I know.
So if Johnny Manziel could fit right in there.
He could, I guess.
Aaron Hernandez
plays for the Patriots.
He does not. He plays for the
he's Bill Belichick's,
Massachusetts Correctional
he's Bill,
System.
He's Bill Belichick's little, you know...
He's texting Bill Belichick. How do you get blood out of shirt and knife?
Oh god. So you know who else is out? Out David Fry.
Oh, you were saying this.
Yeah, when we were talking about the dog show
guy.
Yeah. The announcer, longtime announcer for Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. We met him last year when we were
He was a very nice man.
We went to the
He was
dog
happy to see you.
He was very lovely, wasn't he?
We
read him a haiku and everything. Yeah, so I was going to get in touch with Westminster and see. I don't actually want to go to the dog show this year, but I thought maybe
it was cold as hell.
It was awful, and it's way out on the piers and stuff.
Yeah, it was way out there. It was like seven. Oh, that's where we went. See, I went to the nightly show with Larry Wilmore last night. Yeah, me and Ben went to a taping for my birthday.
Yeah.
And that was great. And I was wondering how I had seen... That's out near the pier, I think, that we...
Oh, is it?
Because I walked by it. And I was like, how did I remember where this was going to be? Because I walked by it last year, I think, around the same time.
No kidding.
Because we went out to the show, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's way out there, and it was hard to get to, and the buildings didn't actually connect, and you had to run outside to get into the other building and stuff.
That was not good.
It was freezing cold, and it was kind of bad. I liked it when it was in Madison Square Garden. And they still have the nighttime group judging and the best in show judging.
I'll have the day off, so I get to watch
the dogs.
You
can watch
it on TV.
Dog
it up.
So David Fry, though, is gone, right? So I was
gone like he's not doing this year's show?
He's going to announce... He was their director of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And it just says on their website, it says he's left to pursue other opportunities, which is like...
What would those be?
Yeah, I know.
Used to be...
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what that means. They replaced him with somebody else. So he's going to announce this year's show, I guess. He's still going to do that, but I think then he's done.
He'll crack on the air and give us the real dirt.
Oh, maybe.
Be like, let me tell you about these bastards.
Do you think we could get, well, I
you
don't
think we'd get him on the air?
I don't think he'd talk to us beforehand, but maybe after.
Maybe after, maybe a week after, when he's real, when the bitterness is still.
Yeah, maybe we could get him to co-host. Maybe he could just come in and co-host with us every week.
Sounds fine with me.
I don't think he has anything else to do.
Hey, man. Right? We've got plenty of chairs.
Yeah.
Plenty of mics.
Most trusted team in sports talk radio today.
Oh, did you see the note we got from the fake Aaron Judge on the air? Last week, I misidentified.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew it wasn't Aaron Judge. I knew it was that bird guy, but I was like, you know, I'm just, by the end of the show, it's like...
You're like, I don't care.
whatever Jim says, that's fine. I don't care.
But fake Aaron Judge, Aaron Judge parody account.
Yes.
Is making fun of us.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I messed it up.
Oh, okay.
So it's not...
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad somebody's listening.
And
that's nice to know.
Evan Davies also correctly identified that I was incorrect.
Evan Funk Davis, famous WFMU DJ.
Super famous.
Excellent.
Red Sox fan,
I believe. Wonderful.
Hates the Yankees.
Wonderful show that he does.
Do.
No, we don't hate the Yankees. We love the Yankees.
In Fenway Park right now,
mm-hmm.
they've created a 14-story snowboarding ramp.
Good.
Which I'm going to show you right now.
What? I
hadn't even heard of this.
I don't need to see it.
You don't. It's.
I believe.
No,
it.
You have to check it out. It's unbelievable because it's like super huge.
What?
Can you see
yes!
like all the pictures and stuff like
That's
that?
That's crazy.
It's like goes over the Green Monster and down onto the field, and they're going to do when they get to the bottom. You're just going to like, yeah. I mean, hopefully there's a net to catch you or something like that.
That's nuts. That's nuts.
It's like a giant. They should leave that there. And then if you hit the top of it, it could be a double or something like that. It's the big air at Fenway.
It's pretty huge.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
So what else? I mean, I guess they don't use Fenway for anything in the off season. Right?
They
so
don't.
Might as well.
Yeah, you might as well, get a little use out of the place. But that looks cool. You got to check that out online. Big Air Fenway. And people ski down and then... probably burst into flames or something like that at the bottom of the thing. I don't even know. It's a giant. It's a very steep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, way to go down. Carmichael is calling Johnny Manziel Johnny Restraining Order. That's a better nickname than
Johnny Football.
He's no longer Johnny Football.
He's Johnny Restraining
Johnny
Order.
Restraining
That's really
order.
Nice, Carmichael.
Well
Thank
done.
You. Well done. If you would like to chime in on the comments board, you can go to WFMU.org and find it. Good luck. I don't know how to find it now. We changed our website.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
And then, like, the front page
is all
different.
You have to click
on
our show in some way. Yeah.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't. You click on the show. You can't click on our
listeners,
show.
Our listeners are a lot smarter than we are, so they can
Definitely
find
smarter
it.
Than me.
I know they can find it somehow. What's that thing? Is that a TV screen up there on the wall? Is it new? Has that been there for, like, 5 years and I never noticed
it? It looks like
it?
A speaker, but it's not. It's
no,
near
no.
A, it's near
no,
the,
it's not,
the,
it's
the,
not a speaker. Cause
it's near the clock. I think it is a TV.
Maybe it shows what's happening in Monty Hall.
Oh, maybe that's true.
Hey, there's some good shows coming up.
Oh, what's
right?
coming
when
up in Monty Hall?
When is Faust playing? Did they play already? Is that happening?
I don't know.
Yet?
We were talking to Brian about that last week. By the way, whoever keeps messing up the cassette player, would you just stop? Because you're making Brian crazy.
Brian's getting really upset.
You're driving the man nuts.
Don't do that anymore.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Think about it. Cassette players.
I'm looking for this.
Dale says he would have, in the poem that I wrote, he would have gone bumbler or fumbler.
Oh, for what?
For rhyming with tumbler.
What did you rhyme with it?
I don't know. Dumbler? Door? I don't know.
Okay, so Faust,
yeah.
Presented by WFMU Brian Turner's show.
Oh, cool.
With Jowhead and the Celestial Choir is March 28th.
That's coming up.
Yep, so you got time. That's right after the marathon. You can,
I know, the marathon's
you can still
coming
get
up,
tickets.
Too.
A lot of the shows in Monty Hall here, our performance space, are sold out, but that one is
what?
Not sold out yet.
Oh, buy your tickets now.
Yeah, Faust, man.
Don't wait.
Don't wait. Get them while you can.
Can you say strip sack on the air?
Yeah, that's a thing, that's a play in football. You can say that.
That happened a couple of times.
Yes, it did.
Sack the guy, strip the ball.
Mm-hmm. So that's actually a sack strip.
Sack strip?
Yeah. Did you? Okay, I have to ask you. Did you see the play where Peyton Manning? Everybody was slipping on the field, right? At the beginning of the.
Yes.
At the beginning of the.
Yeah. Why was it so slick out there?
I don't
there?
Know. At the beginning of the Super Bowl, the guys were having trouble staying upright. The players were like slipping, and it's like. It's the Super Bowl. You've had months to get this surface correct, you know, and somehow there's something wrong with it. And they were all going off to the side and getting their cleats changed.
Yeah, they had to get new cleats.
Having things happening to their feet and stuff. And then shortly after that, Peyton Manning kind of slipped and fell down. And he did a fake fall down in the playoffs. He did that weird fake play.
Oh, yeah, but then he threw it for a touchdown.
Yeah,
it was like
he threw
a big
up
play.
And, yeah, he like... fell down, jumped up, threw a pass, you know. So I don't know if he was trying to do that again or if he actually slipped.
That's a good play.
It's a good play.
Because it's not bad.
Yeah,
it's,
there's a way that you can go down as long as the ball doesn't touch the ground or something or your
I
knee
think you
doesn't
have to touch the guy.
Something has to happen.
You have to touch the guy
something,
down
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, something has to happen and the ball isn't whistled dead and you can keep going, right? So he was sliding and coming down on the field. And he fell down, and he got back up again, and he threw the ball. And I was like, I can't tell if he really fell down or if he fake fell down or what. But then the Panthers challenged it, and they said that he was down by contact.
Down by contact.
And that means that somebody actually had to, a Panther, the other team had to actually push him down.
A little tag, he tagged him a little bit.
Something, right? He didn't, right? Because... when they showed it in slow-mo, it's just like Peyton Manning is falling, and this Panther reaches out and grabs that little flap that they hang over their front. You know, they have like a loincloth that hangs over the front of their uniform in the front. I don't
right,
know why.
Right, it's like you have a towel to...
It's like a little flappy flap.
Moisten
like
your hands.
I guess,
or something, I
yeah.
Know.
It's a moist towelette that comes, you know, that they got at the TGI Fridays on the way into the stadium or something. I don't know. So he's, and this player, this Panther, reaches out and kind of lifts the flap up like he's looking underneath to see what Peyton's got under there or something, and he drops it, and then Peyton falls and then gets up and throws and stuff. And they challenged it, and they said he was down by contact, and they reversed the ruling on the field and said, yes, he was down by contact, and the guy didn't contact him until he was going down already, and he never touched Peyton Manning's body. He just touched his little flappy towel.
Studio B Ben says there was that one sack of Peyton that got confirmed via replay where he got hit in the balls. It was a ball sack.
Yeah, it was.
Didn't the next play, it didn't
That's
even matter
because
the next play
about.
Was like another
That's
25 yard
about.
Play
yeah,
or whatever.
It doesn't matter at all. Yeah, they won anyway. It doesn't matter.
Broncos.
I don't know. Broncos. Aha. Uh-huh.
Their little.
Broncos.
Stadium
Manning,
that's
Peyton
too high
Manning.
Up for anybody to
Peyton
play in.
Peyton Manning can't even stand upright anymore. I mean, they just wheel him out there.
Why was he? He kept talking about how much Budweiser he was going to drink.
I don't know. He owns a Budweiser distributorship
yeah,
or something.
Like,
I don't know.
Calm
he's
down.
He should
like
retire.
Calm down.
He went over and he kissed that Papa John guy.
Yeah, he is a creepy guy to begin with.
Yeah, I know. I don't get that.
He's a weird dude.
I just think
Papa John.
I don't know. And did you see Eli Manning's face? Eli Manning is
he did not look happy that his brother was going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
like I don't know why he looks so nervous.
Well, I don't
like
know.
If your brother wins one, they don't take one from you.
He wants to be the guy with the two rings, you know. And when Peyton gets two rings, then
well, Peyton's retired now. Eli's got a couple more years of being pretty good. Although they hired some offensive coordinator I never even heard of to be their coach.
I don't know.
I mean, that's a joke. Now,
the Giants hired their own offensive coordinator. He's the guy who's been the offensive
coordinator. Yeah, what did they do that's so great? Yeah, they haven't made the playoffs in like 4 or 5
years.
No,
but
what?
I don't know. Never mind.
Never mind what?
I think Eli Manning likes that offensive coordinator. That offensive coordinator came in and changed up the offense for the Giants, right?
Okay.
The guy
yeah.
whose name I can't remember, and you can't remember it either.
I mean, I can look it up.
201-209-9368 if you want to call in and tell us what the guy's name is. And so they made him the coach of the Giants, and Eli likes him, and the offense has been pretty
ben
good.
Ben McAdoo.
No, it isn't.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Ben McAdoo?
That's his name. It says it in pink here.
Oh, well,
he looks
if it's
like
in
a,
pink, it's
got
to be
goatee
true.
And I don't know what's going on with this guy.
That's fine.
Come
it's
on.
Perfect. I don't know. I worry sometimes that, you know, we have to, like, explain things more. Cause
someone's got a goatee?
No, about, like, who people are and what the teams are and what's going on.
Giants are a football team that plays in New York.
You know what I mean? It's just, like, because I think a lot of our listeners don't know anything.
A lot
about
of people
sports.
Just along for the ride.
Yeah.
Because they love us and they love our voices.
Nobody's calling us, though.
That's okay. They could be having phone trouble.
Oh, yeah, we could.
Phone trouble.
Would you please call us and let us know if we're having
Is the phone broken?
Is the phone broken? 201-209-9368. Here's the thing that I think might be a hoax.
What's a hoax?
And I'm not sure, but I want to get it out there. Daniel Bryan, who is a beloved world wrestling...
WWE, yeah, World Wrestling Entertainment.
Oh, entertainment. Because, you know, I haven't watched it since it was
WWF,
right? But
so
it's
the World
Wrestling Entertainment.
World Wildlife Federation.
Yeah, the World Wildlife Federation sued them and said you can't...
And won.
Yeah, and won. You can't call them WWF anymore, so it's World Wrestling Entertainment. Anyway, Daniel Bryan is beloved. Hey, look, we got a call.
Do our phones work?
Yes!
Yay,
thank you. Our phones are working.
See, there's a call.
Okay, so Daniel Bryan is retiring, right? And he announced that he was retiring on the WWE program.
Raw, or something like that.
Yeah, they were out in Seattle, filming it out in Seattle, and people were in the stands crying. And he says that he's retiring because he has a concussion. And, you know, there's all this concussion stuff in the news and chronic traumatic encephalopathy and everything in the news, which is a horrible thing that happens to your brain when you get too many concussions. And he said that, and you know, that sounds like real.
Yeah, that means
but,
it sounds
I mean,
very
that
real.
That sounds real, because of course, you know, like when you're in the WWE, you get hit on the head with chairs and guys pound you into the
ground.
Yeah,
you're going to the canvas.
Yeah,
you're going down and hitting your head with the canvas.
You're getting
is no
hit.
Good.
No, you're getting hit on the head all the time, right? So it could be real. And they're acting like it's real, except that he said that the WWE's concussion expert, Dr. Joseph Maroon, told
him. How is the guy's name Maroon, by the way?
I know, right? I always think of Bugs Bunny. Ah, what a maroon.
What a maroon.
What a maroon. So that their concussion expert, Dr. Joseph Maroon, wouldn't clear him to come back into the WWE and wrestle, even though his own doctors told him he was okay to go back.
Right.
And Maroon is one of the guys who was on the NFL committee that downplayed CTE and downplayed
destroyed
Dr. Bennett Omalu's life, right? He was one of those guys. So he doesn't take concussions seriously. He never has.
Right.
He doesn't take CTE seriously. He doesn't
No,
believe
he's
it
a
exists.
CTE denier.
Yeah, it's like a Holocaust denier or something. He's a CTE denier. So this doctor is the one who's telling this wrestler that he can't go back to wrestling because of his concussion, even though the wrestler's own doctors have told him he's clear. And then he said, Daniel Bryan said, that he underwent a new kind of concussion test.
Yeah.
And that convinced him he shouldn't go back to wrestling. What new kind of concussion test exists?
I don't know, because there's Boston University is doing this big concussion.
Yeah.
You know, study. Maybe that's...
Yeah, but they're studying people's, you know, like dead people's brains and things. There's not... I don't believe there is a new concussion test. I tried to find it. I searched, and I don't find anything that says there's a new test for concussions.
I was watching a Dr. House... I've been watching Dr. House episodes.
Oh,
you remember that show?
Yeah, I remember.
Where he's such a genius that it's like for 55 minutes he lets you die, and then he figures out right at the end...
Yeah.
And he didn't. He had like
brain
tumor.
Like
a squirrel inside his body or something. I don't know. It was something weird.
Bad thing, right?
So one time I remember somebody died because they had an infected bra strap. That was my favorite episode.
They couldn't
figure out what was wrong with the person.
And,
yeah, their bra strap gently pricked them and then it gave them something that they couldn't figure out until the lady was dead.
She died?
Every once in a while they would let somebody die on the show.
You should like wash your bras.
Wash your bras.
So you don't get that. But anyway, so I don't think there is a new concussion test. I think what they're doing is I think it's a storyline that they're doing based on the fact that concussions are in the news. He's still under contract to the WWE. He says he's retiring, but he's still under contract with them. I think it's a thing where they're going to like make a big deal out of it, and he retired, and then, you know, his wife is a wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet she'll be in the ring and something will happen to her and he'll have to jump in to save her and then it'll be he's back, you know.
All the wrestlers out to do like a big hug and kiss goodbye thing.
I think it's a storyline, but I don't know. I mean, maybe not. maybe not. And I hope he's okay. Actually, I hope he doesn't have a CTE or anything like that. Because that's a horrible thing to have.
The first time I ever became aware of concussions in the NFL, it was in Troy Aikman was the guy who they talked about. And it was like they said that it was easier to get concussions the more that you had and stuff like
that. Yeah. The more you've had, the easier you get them. Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it could be.
It could be real, or it could be fake.
It could be fake.
Do you think they NFL demanded that the Panthers lose the Super Bowl? That's why.
What?
Cam Newton was such a sore loser at the Super Bowl. Do you think it was because they made them take a fall so that Peyton Manning could win and talk about drinking all that beer and stuff like that?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think it was fixed?
No, you know, it's kind of funny. I was rooting for Peyton Manning, and then I remembered that. When the Saints beat the Broncos, he didn't shake Drew Brees' hand. He stormed off, and he was all pissy about it. And you know, this business with the Budweiser and the kiss and Papa John and stuff, it kind of soured me on it.
So now you're upset that he won?
I don't know. I don't care who won.
You don't care who won?
I kind of care. I'm sort of glad it was Peyton, but, you know, because I like him. He's an old possum. He should win.
He should retire.
He should retire immediately.
Do you think he'll call games? Do you think he'll go? You'll be an announcer or something like that?
No, I don't think. Well, are you going to listen to him do that?
We just commercials all the time.
Cam Newton just passed 4-5.
We could probably do Indianapolis games or something
like that. I don't know. I don't think so. I hope not. I mean, that would be awful. I don't want to hear him talk. I don't want to hear him talk. No.
Well, they have the CBS team is like a bunch of guy like football players I've never heard of before, like Bart Scott.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
And then some tight end. Tony Gonzalez or something like that.
Wait, you don't know who Tony Gonzalez is?
He's not as cool as like a quarterback.
Come on. Tony Gonzalez is like the greatest tight end who ever
really?
Lived.
Really? How many people has he killed? Zero.
Yeah, zero. Right, you're right. Aaron Hernandez beats
Aaron Hernandez has got him beat. More Coney Island's coming out at the top of the hour.
It sure is.
What are you guys doing today?
What's the deal today?
Composer Marcellus Sarbos.
Yay! Marcellus Sarbos! That'll be amazing.
That's awesome.
Stay tuned.
All right, I think we should just start our goodbye music and goodbye. Here's our crying song. This also goes out to Cam Newton. And this has been Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Where should people go hear you read your poetry tonight if they can get there in time?
Jersey City.
No, come on. University of what?
The New Jersey City University.
All right.
Just keep knocking on doors. See if I'm there.
Okay. Good luck.
All right. Oh.